He told me that he loved animals. We told him it's all right to love animals, it's not all right to love animals.
Disclaimer. Inda would like to apologize before every person, whether living or dead, who can actually speak German.
Achtung, alle über, unter und Panzermenschen! Jetzt haben wir das Krieg gewonnen, und jetzt ist unsere heilige Mission, das Welt zu alle das Böse zu schützen. Das einzige Böse sind Videospielen. Und unser erstes Ziel ist C4 und Cover von Game Radio, Spielen und mehr Entertainment. Wir müssen sie zu zerstören.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I'm watching the game since it dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
All right, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 98. I'm C4.
And I'm Kovar.
This 98, finally, I mean. Yeah. I mean, for real this time.
I actually thought it was 99 earlier today because it's been so long.
Shit, this should have been like 101 just for the last couple of shows that we missed. That kind of sucked. But now it's even worse because if you notice now, well, I don't know if you're going to be able to get this, the site is down as of at least right this absolute second anyway. It's September 5th. That's because we're changing hosts, and I'm sure everybody that doesn't know that, that would be you that's not on IRC. We had to change hosts, so it's going to be a few days before the DNS updates and everything. The site's actually ready to go.
It's good that we're switching.
Yes, yeah. And hopefully, God, I pray the real email will be back. Mm-hmm. Until then, the email will be c4.gameradio@gmail.com. And you can join us on IRC at irc.oftc.net, channels gamer. And if you don't know how to work IRC, you can't check the forum and learn how, but you can check Google and find like a little how-to.
The best part is lately it's been busy enough that there is somebody talking practically 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
There's almost always some chatter going on.
Whether or not it's productive chatter.
Well, that's never.
That's IRC for you, though. And if you don't believe us, go to one of the greatest sites on the global interweb, bash.org.
Oh, yeah.
If you have no idea how
to. No, don't. Unless you have, like, 3 days where you don't have to do anything.
Exactly. You cannot go to that site at work, or you will get nothing done
at all.
You
will get fired.
I swear to God. It's fantastic, though. It's one of those great sites that you shouldn't go to, like eBay. eBay does that to me, too. Where you're there for like 5 hours and you went there to just look for like a CD. And then you're looking at like, you know, old Nintendo games and shit.
I'm actually lucky eBay has never grabbed me.
You are lucky. It'll get in your head one day. You'll think, God, I really wanted to look up TurboGrafx-16 stuff. So you start looking on eBay and then you'll see, oh, I can get one of these for $100. I can get a Turbo Express for $100. There's new ones. Then you start going, what if there's new games? And then you're doing what I do. You're looking up like Legend of Zelda, new, mint, sealed, and it's like $500. And you're looking up all this ridiculous shit that's popping in your head. It's fantastic. I love it. Now, what else good news did we have this week? Because I need some good news. The last couple of weeks, I mean, we didn't make the show the week before because, you know, I had to go to a wedding. I posted that on the site, and then I was so busy, I couldn't even put up on the site why we weren't able to record last week. That never made it on the site. I did not have a chance to do it, and it was because I had to work the day that we recorded 12 hours. And the next day.
Split shift, no less.
So, and then the next day. Yeah, I had to go in twice.
A 12-hour split shift is ruthless.
Dude, I got my ass kicked.
Ruthless.
Simply put, and it doesn't leave a lot of time for games either, and the show just couldn't come together. And then now, those of you that aren't in IRC don't know that the site's down for a reason. You're probably thinking the worst. This finally happened.
Oh, they're done.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. But I think things will be back together here pretty soon. It'll be much better, too, I think. I think we'll have... Things will be straightened out. I'll be a little bit happier, and I'm just mad about the email still from our previous host. That really burned me. But we shall see.
Like tripling our bandwidth, aren't we?
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. What was it before? 50.
Yeah.
50 gigs. Now we're 120 plus. And as soon as I get off my lazy ass, and this is one more thing I really wanted to update but never got a chance to, was Zayfan is setting up a fat mirror for us.
Right, right.
So it's not going to host every show. I mean, we don't want to kick his ass or nothing, but it's going to certainly help us out a lot.
Right.
Which is going to be great because that'll give, you know, a little bit more bandwidth to everybody who wants to grab the show and everything and different places to grab it from if the site's going slow for whatever reason, you know, and it's going to be updated because I'm going to have to do it myself.
Right.
So that when I'm sending the show out to the streams and to the site, I do it all at once. I'll have one more place to send it where it can be nabbed right away. And I'll have to redo the site for the mirror pages and all that and set up some nifty spiffy links and constantly say how awesome Zayfan is. So thank you again, because that kicks major ass. We even had an awesome, awesome major hardware upgrade for the show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is so dope. This is our big news right here. Everybody knows that we made big fun of the microphones that we've had here because they were both the free microphones that come with, like, Sound Blaster Lives and shit like that right. For this whole time. And then one of them broke, and we've been having these really funky technical difficulties. Studio A, as everybody's been calling it, the box that we've been recording on forever, decided it doesn't want to record anymore, no matter what sound card I put into it. So it's really weird.
Bizarre. Bizarre.
It's freaky weird, though. It's really strange. So we've been using, you know, Kobar's box here, which everybody's dubbed Studio B, which has been going on just fine, but it you can tell when we're using Audacity, it doesn't sound the same. And so I thought maybe, you know, we had one microphone break, and we did the last show, I think, on one microphone, and it didn't quite sound like it used to sound, and I've been really trying to get the quality back up. So I said, okay, it's time to break open the piggy bank and go get some new microphones. So I'm proud to say that we're two brand new microphones this week. They cost us $1.69 each.
Yeah.
And that is not to say that's why the quality of this particular episode might be a little underparked, because then we discovered the little splitter thing that we use is what's jacking up the volume of the show now.
Yeah.
And we don't know if a new one would fix it, or if it's just Kobar's funky sound card, some onboard and N4 stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
But it didn't do it on mine, and it was an oddity, though. I mean, we never tried my onboard, which is some Intel crap. Anyway, probably Realtek or some shit, so I don't know. But it's been very interesting, and time to stop blabbering, because we have a ton of stuff, because we missed so much these last couple of weeks. It's been a real pisser. Then there was that whole hurricane thing that I'm sure a lot of people are living through, but, you know, you can still find ways to get the show.
Technically, that's... Technically, that's right up our alley, since the science hurricane world.
I've been all over it. Seriously, that's all I've been doing. And you know what it sucks, dude? Like, you know, we have, like, hurricane relief fund donations and shit at my work, and everywhere I go, you can, like, donate clothes and stuff, and like, people are telling me stories, and they're like, oh yeah, we've got, you know, X amount of people dead, and they've fixed all these families out there, and my work gets a little involved in this. They're like, oh, you know, our brothers that are our stores that are down there, you know, and I'm just, all I keep thinking to myself is, how fucking cool was the footage, though, of, you know, Katrina tearing shit up, and I'm like, you know, human life to me, whatever, you know, play a video game, alright, you'll kill enough people, it doesn't bother me, I don't care, I'm sorry, it sucks, deal with it, you should have left town earlier, sorry. And I'm a cold, heartless bastard, I guess, but fuck. You know what I want to hear? I want to see somebody have the show, like, on their PSP or something, or, like, on an iPod, and, like, there'll be, like, this underground, like, sneaker net network of getting the show to people down there. People cruising through the streets, sharing their little memory cards and
shit. Underground HWHQ.
Hell yes. A little sneaker net of this shit. That would be so fucking cool. That is, and you know what? Speaking of other awesome stuff, first of all, you probably noticed the intro for the show. Was in German, for one.
Yeah.
That was really cool, because, you know, I was mentioning how cool it'd be to have, you know, intros made by other people. Just, you know, I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Yendas, who sent us an email before, Y-E-N-D-A-A, sent us an email, I think, what was it, the week before? Or, well, the show before, like, a month ago.
Right.
Did an intro for us in German, and I'll actually read his email about that. And then Zombie5, there's actually no email to go along with it, but he had something cool about the PSP that kind of tied into that, so...
Frankly, any kind of artsy stuff you guys want to send us about the show would be really awesome.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. I think that stuff is really cool. We don't get a whole lot of it, but it's really cool when we do get it, though. So this was, from Yenda, and it's Hitler Hates Game Radio. That was the name of the subject title of the email, and it actually explains what he said. So if you heard
which
this...
Which is quite funny, actually, once you know what he's saying.
Exactly, and I bet there's so many people that turned this on, they were like, what the hell is this? I got lost somewhere. Which is why we had to tack on the regular intro so that you didn't think you were completely lost and off somewhere in spaceland and on some other channel. So it says, hey guys, C4 mentioned somewhere on the forums, I lurked there, that he would like to hear more listener-made show intros. I made one, but since my ISP is a bitch, when it comes to attachments larger than 1 meg, I had to upload it to my free web hosting account. He gave me the link. You're not getting it. It was inspired by Nazi Requiem, a remix of the Wolfenstein 3D theme by Maze Dude, which can be found at ocremix.org. And you know what? I think we used that for closing music one time because it sounds very familiar to me, like I really like it. This is great. Ingredients. Yendahl's attempt at a Hitler impression. His attempt at playing the Wolfenstein 3D theme on an old Soviet-era acoustic guitar converted to an electric guitar.
Oh, that's actually him playing.
Yeah, how cool is that? And 100% natural sugar. Thank God, no E951. That's what us European folks call aspartame, which, as we all know, is the devil.
Yep.
By the way, check this out. Sweetpoison.com.
Oh, yeah?
It's like a whole site talking about how bad aspartame is for you. Like 92 different
brain sponge?
Yeah, exactly. It's gnarly. And I get to make fun of my boss now. He's always walking around drinking diet sodas and stuff. You know, I was tearing him up. And my supervisor today gave me a piece of gum. I didn't think twice. I grabbed it. I tried it. I opened it up, put it in my mouth. And I said, wait a minute. Give me that. I'm reading the label. Sure enough, aspartame. Every goddamn thing I see now has this aspartame crap in it. I'm ranting and going on about it at work. You know?
Have you seen this Splenda?
Yes, I have. There's even a Coke now with Splenda in it.
It's made from sugar, and you pick up a big old bag of it, and it weighs like an ounce.
Whoa.
It's like the same size of sugar, weighs like 600 pounds, yeah. And this thing is like
really super light.
It's crazy. I'm like, what the fuck?
That is weird.
Yeah.
That stuff is scary. There's nothing to it. So this is good for you. This intro is good for you. There's no aspartame in it, and it's 100% natural sugar.
This stuff tastes like ass anyway. Stop buying it.
It does. My mom is hooked on that Splenda crap. Oh, it's gnarly.
It's gross. They're all, it's so much better than Sweet and Low. It tastes just like sugar. Oh. No, it doesn't.
I don't know what sugar you've been eating. All right. Going on with the email, it says, translation of my attempt at speaking German. This is what he says in the intro. Attention all over. Under and armored men. We have won the war, and it is now our holy mission to protect the world from all that is evil. The only evil is video games, and our first goal is C4 and Kobar from Game Radio. Games and more entertainment, radio. We must destroy them. How awesome is that? You know what would have been cool if it was on like a megaphone, like we're driving to the streets? Yeah. That would have been dope. And then he says, oh, this was actually something I remember mentioning a couple weeks ago. On the Katamari Damacy spelling thing, Damacy, that was D-A-M-A-S-H-I-I that I was all screwed up on, is how it was spelled originally in Japanese with Haranga characters. Both versions are right, and in the end, it doesn't matter. Yenda. So thank you very much. That was an awesome intro and a pretty informative email, too.
Yeah.
I like that because that was bugging me. I'm a Nazi when it comes to spelling and stuff. Anybody who spent 5 minutes on IRC knows.
with me talking.
You can't get a sentence out without screwing up a word.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Yes, you are. Now, we have let's see, this is actually a big email here that it required all kinds of work on my part that didn't happen because there was like 10 links in it and it was just like, no way. This we have way too much for this show for this. So I'm going to leave this to make as much sense as possible. And leave it up to everybody else to go ahead and check it out. Oh, shit, there's a link between it that's like long. Alright, well anyway, I will check this out later myself, but until then you can read along and it's like a play at home version.
Right. Well, it's
without the website, because you won't have the little links in the notes to click.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is gonna be rough, so.
Everyone get out your pen and paper now.
Yeah, get prepared. It's gonna be a while, there's a monster paragraph or two in front of the links. And this is from Soul, who I've actually seen on IRC, I think once or twice, actually, lately. So, hey, C4 and Kobar, I'm a brand new listener to your show, and to start things off, I fucking love your show. You know I like that right there. We should just have the show today right here. I recently got back into Gary's Mod, which is for Half-Life, if nobody knows, which I'm sure you've heard of, but recently some people have adapted the gameplay to fit something other than construction. Role-playing has now been given its own little community inside this mod. The basic concept is that you start off with an allotted amount of money, such as $500, and then select a job such as the Combine Police. The jobs are very interesting because there is always a certain advantage you will get to being a cop, such as you get to put people in jail. In the map RP City X007, made by a guy named Rickler, which in my opinion was the best one, has 3 houses, 2 apartments, a cop station with 2 stories of jail cells, melon shops for some random reason, and much, much more. It gets the feeling of the City 17 intro architecture. The other map is RP... Oh, Jesus. Shit. K-I-J-I-K-D-U-I-N B-25, made by Logan. That's the O is in 0. In his map, he has integrated a cop station, 3 bigger houses, 4 small houses, a warehouse, a bank with working security, and a vault that's passworded, a bar, plenty of garages, and a computer store with a 7-Eleven on the side. Ironically, the place I bought my PC and named the same. Whoa. There is semi-secret rooms, such as an underground subway with a mine car to export the gold from the bank after the robbery. This map is taking the lead on the role-playing Most Wanted list, and in the next version, it will include a giant beach and dive houses. There are a few... That's that.
Yeah.
There is a few problems with the way this game is played, because you have noobs that come in, otherwise known as midbags, M-I-N-G-B-A-G-S, and try to spawn millions of objects such as giant chimneys. You see them in the boat level of single player, the ones that fall on you, and then your computer will crash most likely. Another problem is that the map is very tasking on your CPU if you're running shitty hardware. I have one of the older GeForce FX5200s, and I have to run most stuff on low just to average 60 frames per second. So I would highly recommend having a nice computer to handle this if you want to host a server. Then there is a Half-Life 2 mod called RP Mod, which features a currency system, door locking, building and car purchasing, and much more. The downside is there is only one server, 2 at the max, compared to Gary's mod, where there's 150 to 200.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that being really popular because I actually heard about it.
Right.
And since I'm not a Half-Life fan at all, you know, that kind of thing usually escapes me, but I've come across this actually quite a few times, and everybody's talking about how awesome it is. I would recommend anyone who loves role-playing in any style game to come and check this out. A few links to the stuff to get started are here. Now, this is the interactive part. Pull out your sharpened pencils, which you did, or your pens and your paper. www.role-play.us. And it's not role like Tobar would spell it. It's R-O-L-E, not R-O-L-L. This site has got 3 of the most popular maps using Gary's mod. Rickler.net, R-I-C-K-L-E-R.net, Rickler's site. He also owns role-play.us. Oh boy, here's an IP address for you. Oh, this is for the Logan guy. It's 83.149.84.143/L0GEN/forum/index.php. That's Logan Forums. And his download site is www.godeloos.nl. Gary's mod, the homepage is garry.tv. And the RP mod homepage is hl2rp.tk. Let's see, there's one more here. It's minimum, it's www.minimumcorp.com/unreal. I had to pimp this site out, especially the homepage of the role-playing mod in Unreal Tournament 2004 that I'm currently working on. That is awesome. Here are some basic stuff besides maps that you will need to install in Gary's mod. UGM, Ultimate Gary's Mod. This contains models and a lot of features that add on to the gameplay experience. GMOW, Gary's Mod on Wheels. This contains real-life cars for you to own in the game. Cypher XP's GMOW spawn menu. You must have the ability to spawn the GMOW cars. And V-Mod, more drivable cars. These are more of a virtual concept, such as the Warthog from Halo. How cool is that? And P.S., I have broken only one controller in my life, and it was just out of sheer use. Thanks, Soul.
That's that is awesome. You're all alone on this.
I guess so. After, I remember mentioning, you know, and putting out the call to let us know, you know, how many controllers people break when they're angry when they're playing games, and it sounds like it's just me who has this, like, anger problem then, I guess. And you know what I think it is? People need to play some more Street Fighter then and get angry. That's what needs to happen. Now, we have another email here. This is actually a movie review from Toby Cloud.
Well, no, we don't get many of those.
No, we don't. And the funny thing is, you actually saw this also.
Okay.
So do you want to just roll your review part into this in here rather than jump back to it later? Okay. Toby Cloud, hey guys, went and saw the Brothers Grimm last night. Well, we'll immediately deduct $1. This is so funny. When I read this earlier, I was laughing so fucking hard. I was on the phone with my sister who just saw it, and then I was like reading emails and stuff. Great. We'll immediately deduct $1.50 for the simple fact that Matt Damon plays one of the leads.
Matt Damon!
The movie, see, it should have been Ben Affleck, I'm telling you. The movie revisits a bunch of the Grimm fairy tales. The bad part is that they combine them all and alter the endings to fit the movie. There's nothing better than Hollywood fucking with content to make more money. Overall, nothing fabulous or new in this movie. Basically, take your girlfriend and fall asleep. Worth $3.50. Later, they'll be glad.
Okay, I think this movie was halfway decent. I thought it was kind of interesting. It was really a shame that they tried to get as many of the fairy tales as they could and jam-packed.
How many were there? I'm picturing like Cinderella, like all this.
I didn't count, like the but there was a lot.
Real non-Disney catalog.
We're talking everything from Little Red Riding Hood to Rapunzel.
Holy crap.
And lots of stuff.
How long was the movie?
2 hours. And this is an hour and a half tops. This is a half an hour that should not have been. It's drug out.
Right.
The acting was way over the top. But however, it was a fairy tale movie. I think it was designed specifically for the acting to be a little over the top cheesy. And,
yeah, yeah.
Overall, I give it a 4.
$4 out of 875.
Yeah.
And movies here must be cheaper than Sack. They're more expensive. 9-something.
Well, yeah, actually, it's because of the bigger city. Like, you go to New York, you're probably paying close to 10.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's...
But see, I don't want it to ever be 10 bucks, though. Because that just becomes just 1 out of 10, then.
Right, yeah.
I like our monetary system for stuff. I really do. I've never seen it before.
But yeah, it's not quite matinee. This is a rental.
Okay, that's what my sister said too. She's like, yeah, I'm going to the matinee anyway, so it won't be that bad. A rental? I see me renting this just out of curiosity.
Yeah, it was mildly entertaining, worth time, at least. I'd call it a rental.
Okay. I guess if you know the fairy tale really well though, you'd probably be pretty pissed off.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention to how close they came to the actual fairy tales.
How well do you know them anyway?
Not all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, because I can't remember that stuff. How long has it been?
But I didn't really mind one way or the other. I mean, I suppose I noticed a few things here or there, but it's supposed to be, well, these fairy tales actually did happen, but they happened like this, and then they morph into the fairy tales.
Right.
Because one of the brothers is writing it all down in a journal.
This is how we came up with religion, people, by the way. I just want to throw my 2 cents in on religion. It was a story. It didn't happen. It was a fairy tale. Just in case you were wondering, that or it was like D&D, and they wrote stories about their characters. I'm convinced. I swear to God.
That's some guy named Jesus.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's a priest.
We're going to have, I swear
or a
to
cleric,
God.
I mean.
Yeah. That's what, I'm going to start documenting my characters in video games, and then, you know, in millions of years from now, they're going to find documents of my characters, like from EverQuest.
Oh my God!
They're going to worship Lita, who is an assassin. He's the almighty fucking dark elf assassin. I'm telling you, man, this is how this shit just happened. I swear to God. I'm telling you.
Oh dear.
That's right. They'll worship the cat queen, Prowla, you know?
I see that one happening first.
Absolutely.
Before Lita.
Lita was just awesome. All right. Let's see. Now this is, we're going to start a war here with our listeners. I know it. And it's going to be, because
we're going to end up getting books.
We're going to have novels. It's just going to be email radio. I swear to God. All right? And it's going to be us reading emails of people trying to out-email each other. This is awesome. Now, Layfan sends us an email too, actually, but we're going to get through this one first here, because it's hilarious. He says, I shall defeat Robo Christian. Okay, and this is pure size of email. This is actually not as long, so he's coming in a clean third place with Cushion in the lead.
Yeah, okay, so Cushion is still
he's the man.
King.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Robo Christian's your stepping stone, Zayfan, to get to the leader right now, but we're looking at a war here with the email size. But we do appreciate it, though. It's just really funny, though. So, dear C4 Kobar N, insert other name here if applicable. There is nobody else, technically, on the show with us this week. That is not to say in the room spying on us. similar to last week's email, I have been playing a new game. This game being Fable for the PC. That being said, it seems that every new game I find one absolutely horrible thing about it. Yet these things barely sound like something that's worthy of complaining about. Thus, I call these rants of mine, Zayfan probably has obsessive compulsive disorder.
I like that.
Now, I do this too. I know all of us do, I think. We find one little thing to nitpick on, you know, even though it may not be a big deal.
Especially if it's something we don't want to like.
Right, okay. Controls and camera, though. I had, like, those I do not see as being little OCD issues.
No. If you can't see what your character is doing, that's a pretty big deal.
It is, okay. So we're all in agreement here, right? You hear the internet go, yes. Alright, so. While playing Fable, I have major, oh wow, I just asked you about this. While playing Fable, I have major slowdowns during the game.
Really? What
kind of shitball hardware are you running on? Turn that E-machine in and get something else. Because Kobar here said it runs fantastic.
I haven't seen any problems. And no, I haven't played it a whole heck of a lot.
You've got a pretty decent computer, though. You've got a 6200 in there, or a gig, half a gig in RAM.
Half gig.
Half gig, and what, an API 9600 Pro?
No. Yeah.
9700 Pro?
9600
Pro. Okay, let's see. Not because of the lighting effects grinding down... Oh, I probably could have kept reading. Not because of the lighting effects grinding down the GPU or the mass amount of textures being shoved into the RAM, it's because of the user interface. Every time I enter the menu, I get major slowdowns. And this is a larger problem when it's, than it sounds, because Fable is an RPG. Why does it get major slowdowns when in the menu? Because it tries to load raw video directly into the UI.
Oh. This is the exact same problem that the Xbox version had.
Right.
He's talking about when you're doing the experience thing, and it's loading up the little pictures.
Oh!
Half the time it doesn't even load them, and it slows everything way the hell down.
Gotcha.
So that's gotta be what he's talking about. And yes, it's even worse on the PC.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
Okay.
But as far as in-game, I haven't noticed any problems. If he's talking about in-game menus...
No, he doesn't actually mention that. I just kind of assumed it was that way. I had to skim all the pile of emails. We've got three emails we couldn't read that came in today.
The experience section when you're leveling up and stuff is horrible.
I remembered that, too, because on my Xbox, it was the same thing. It just flat out would not load the video sometimes.
And it's slow as hell when it does do it. It's like real choppy. And
that sucks.
But how often do you spend... leveling up.
Well, that's true. That's true, but I mean, you know.
15, 20 seconds, and then you're back out playing. There's a problem when you're playing, that's a real serious.
Right. Like, Battlefield reminds me of that. When you're playing Battlefield 2, and you hit escape, you gotta wait like 10 good seconds before it decides to
load. That's bad when you're
getting
just
shot at.
Sitting there getting sniped.
Ghetto. Yeah, that pisses me off. That's why I you know what though? It's not all the video problem though, because I removed the videos from the game. Like, it still works, and you just hit escape, and it still takes that long, and it loads just gray where the video would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it, like, forces its check for it then after that or something. It's retarded. Yeah, so it gets even worse though, listen. Even worse, this video is encoded in WMV, Windows Media Video.
Is it really?
WMV format. The reason of this encoding is probably because of the original development which took place on the Xbox, and its status as a Microsoft published game. So every single time I look at a skill, I'm presented with a 2 second long freeze of the game, and then a lame movie of some guy punching another guy because I happened to look at my strength skill. Why does a game require video directly in the menu? Not only is it a massive waste of storage and RAM, but it adds almost nothing to the game. We all see how horrible this is when we're presented with a loading screen in order for us to get into the menu in Battlefield 2 because it needs to load a 58 megabyte video file.
Now, I will have to disagree about it not adding anything. I think it's actually quite cool that you go on, you can see what Assassin Rush looks like when it's being
I do too. It actually clarifies that when you're making that choice to pick that move.
It's a shame it doesn't work how it's supposed to.
Right.
But I do think it adds quite a bit to when you're experiencing.
I do
too. Spending your experience.
It just shouldn't take so goddamn long. And it's funny he mentioned Battlefield because I believe Zaytham was the one who told me how to get the video out of it. Like, exactly what to do. It wasn't some trick I didn't look into it. It said, hey, rename the video and it doesn't load it anymore. But he's all over this trying to tweak shit out so it runs great stuff. So that is awesome. And he actually sent another one. He got all excited here. He like smoothed all over the keyboard. It's, oh my god, Metal Gear Solid movie. Alright. Someone wants to make a movie. Now this is a quote from an article on joystick.com. And let's see here. The quote directly from the site is, this is in the middle of the thing. Earlier, we discussed Uwe Boll's dream to release movies alongside their respective games, which despite the source, isn't too bad an idea. Now comes a new dream of Uwe Boll's that is sure to upset a few Snake fans. In a recent interview, every gamer's favorite director has stated interest in making a Metal Gear Solid movie. Sure, there exists enough drama in the game to easily make a thriller action flick, but Mr. Boll is not the most reliable director in terms of good filmmaking. In fact, Alone in the Dark and House of the Dead are both listed in IMDb.com's Worst 100 Films list. Ouch. Then again, Dungeon Siege has a surprising number of star casts, so who knows? But Uwe, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing his name right, I'm sure I'm not, but I'm used to saying Uwe from EverQuest. Thanks, Eric. Does generally get the rights to make whatever video game movies he wants, so if he's interested in Metal Gear, he'll probably get it, just forewarning.
It looks like Uwe to me.
Yeah, it does. It's U-W-E. Uwe? Whatever. And, Zayfan says, if it ever happens, it's probably gonna suck. And, you know, he may be right,
It has potential, though.
It does, but let me see. I actually wrote down some shit about this guy here. He is also responsible for Blood Rain, which is gun.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, The Reckoning, this is like that. What's that called? Isn't that that vampire one or some shit like that? There was games on it, though. Fear Effect, Dungeon Siege, and Far Cry. I guess he's got the rights to these locked up already.
Well, hopefully he does a decent job with them.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Because I actually like the idea of video games.
Video game movies are just exploding. They're everywhere now. Or will be.
For better or worse.
Yeah. Towards the end of this year and the beginning of next year,
I was going to rip Doom a new one this week, too, but I didn't show you that new trailer. There's a new trailer out where it again shows them just being on Mars, and there's no, like, and it looks like fucking Resident Evil. It's not like they're talking about hell and demons and stuff. It looks like they're talking about genetic experiments gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pissing me off. That is not what Doom is all about. Why don't you just call it Resident Evil 3? Get it over with.
Yeah.
I am not happy about that. I need to find like a full write-up on this, though. I need to find exactly what is taking place, where they're going in this. I don't know. All I've seen is like clips in the trailer.
Right.
Which isn't a lot to go on because it never shows anything scary. You know, it just shows like Mars, and then like Mars, like people working and living on Mars, like in colonies, and like the UAC or whatever the hell the facilities there are.
Right.
And then like you know, some crazy zombie looking guy, you know, whatever. And it's just, and then they got what's his name?
The Rock.
The Rock. And then they saw. You've got to see this. Okay. They have first person view scenes in the trailer. Well, I cannot tell if it's going to be in the movie or they did it for the trailer's sake.
Right.
Where all of a sudden you're looking behind, you're looking through The Rock's eyes and you're seeing his gun on the screen just like you're playing the game, and he turns the corner like you do in Doom. And I don't know, like, on one side of me, I'm like, that's awesome, staying true to Doom. But I know the movie's not staying true to Doom. So you guys are fucked and so screw yourselves.
Well, yeah, it's not like they have that
our guest can't stay there that day. She had to leave the room.
It's not like they haven't made stuff just for the trailer before.
Yeah, exactly.
There's all kinds of times where I've been watching a trailer and go, oh, that's going to be awesome, and
it's not
to the end of the movie, it's like,
what happened to that one scene I wanted? Yeah, exactly. So I really hope that this is just all made up, so whatever. Now, defending his title, we got Robo-Christian with, let's see, yeah, that's right. Katamari Damacy. Now this is to the people who dig Katamari Damacy. AC4 and Kobar, and he waves the cushion. Two emails revolving around the same show. Well, Cushion threw down the hammer, so I had to do something. Actually, I've got a response to Cushion's email in show 96, where he wanted to know about the people who were into Katamari Damacy. I know a bunch of people who dig on this game, like you wouldn't believe, and among them, there seems to be no real common thread. One guy in particular plays nothing but first-person shooters and real-time strategies. If it doesn't have blood, guts, and explosions, he won't touch it. You know the kind, and does nothing but play Halo all day. Yes, I do know plenty of people like it. But he somehow always makes time for Katamari and absolutely loves the game to death. Your guess is as good as mine. That is really freaking bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
I own Katamari as well. But the only playtime it ever gets is when one of my buddies who are addicted to the game roll over and put my friends roll over too, by the way. I like that. They roll. They don't just come over. They don't visit. They roll in. I always say that. Now somebody's rolling over. I don't know. The slang I use sometimes.
To play Katamari.
To play, yeah. And, yeah, what the hell? And put some minutes into it. Like many of the guys in the show and on IRC, I couldn't get into it all that much. The only thing I can say about its popularity is it seems to have the God of War effect going for it, where people knew about it through spreading word of mouth, because I'll be damned if I ever saw a single advertisement for Katamari.
I actually don't see all that many advertisements, aside from like banners on video game.
I saw ads in magazines, I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah. Because I remember like this giant ball of shit, and then like this little tiny thing at the bottom, and then like a lump of green ground. And
I remember that.
Yeah. So that's about all I've seen for it, but it came to me through word of mouth.
Right.
And it was like huge popularity, so that was way cool. And I like that a lot. I really think that's the way to go. And that's probably why we don't have 70,000 listeners, because we try to promote our show through word of mouth and like that, and it doesn't work so well all the time. Let's see. As for why people actually dig it, I'm thinking that because it's a $20 game actually packaged as a $20 game, rather than going for $50. It's a contributing factor, and that there's a demand out there for a game with really simplistic gameplay and a fun atmosphere. It takes all kinds, I guess. And he's right, though, you know.
That's actually a good point.
It really is.
They're charging what it's actually worth, and that's...
Yeah, they need more like this. That's it for this one. Hopefully the show won't degrade into a... Hopefully the show won't degrade into a battle between Kushner and I to see who can write the longest email. Plus we see a gigantic explosion coming from the Reno area and we all start to wonder why C4 isn't in the IRC channel anymore. Take care, guys. Robo Chris. Thanks so much for that. That was awesome. We are. It's going to turn into a battle of emails. Cushion has been silent. He'll have to drop some shit.
The sleeping dragon.
Yeah, so you're going to anger him is what's going to happen. And we're going to get like this novel. It's going to be fat. It's going to be so awesome. Now, let's see. What else did we have here this week? We wanted to talk. Oh, yeah. Zombie 5 sent something. That as soon as the website gets back up.
Right.
And the site's ready to roll. I just got to wait for the DNS to update all around the damn place. And anything will get going. Is the PSP2, or the PSP, or the PlayStation Portable, got the new 2.0 firmware out, and we had, Zombie sent, pictures of his PSP using the new 2.0 firmware, showing off some of the browser in it, which is dope, because our site looks sweet.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like it was designed for the goddamn PSP.
Yeah, I've seen, like, browsers on cell phones and stuff, it's horrid.
Yeah.
There's just stuff all over the place, it's like they set it through a blender or something.
That's because, well, there's like a whole different thing for that though. Like it's the, oh god, damn it, I'm screwed. I know what it is too and I can't remember at the moment. There is, you can view the page, in a certain way that it does render just fine on phone and stuff. And I just, god damn it, it slipped my mind, but whatever the hell. It's like, whatever, I'll never remember it now, so. But anyway, our site doesn't have that.
Right.
But on the PSP, it looks like it was designed for the damn thing. It really looks slick, which is awesome. And he sent us pictures of like, how it downloads the files and the interface, all that stuff. It was really cool. And it's, I gotta get one of those damn things. I mean, they're just too cool. And unfortunately, it's that cool with the 2.0 firmware.
Right.
But, Kobar's got some really good news about that, though. At least things, yeah, a rumor, at least, at this point, I guess.
Did you write down
the... We didn't write anything other than the fact, no, I don't think it really matters a whole lot. And once it does happen, everybody's gonna know.
Right. There are a couple of, European, basically, homebrew team type deal.
Hardcore fucking right. Console hacker, dude. Seriously, this is awesome.
They've teamed up to make a firmware downgrader. And, apparently they're almost done. They have it actually.
And it works!
They actually have it, and it is downgrading, but they're still tweaking it and making it a little more safer for, common use.
Right. Right, because there's a lot of people out there that should not be playing around with stuff like that.
Right, and for the...
God knows, I gotta work on their computers all day.
They're tweaking it right now, and it should be out soon. So pretty soon, we'll be able to play PSP games with the 2.0 firmware, and then at the drop of a hat, downgrade it to 1.0 so we can deal with our homebrew stuff.
Yeah, that's gonna be sick. That's gonna be really, really awesome. Now, on to actual news. This is kind of big, because what month is this? September? And then we've got October, and then we've got Microsoft. I mean, November, the 11th month in the year. And we've got a little bit of Xbox 360 news. I'm sure a lot of people have seen this already. All the pricing is out for this damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting to see because, oh, actually, come to think of it, this was sent in by Zombie5 also. This was the shortest email ever. It was just a link. And I had to go do the work myself. Damn it. So we actually did get a lot of interesting stuff out of this, though. And the price of the games. That's right. Thank you to the research that you did earlier today. We have so much good stuff this week. This is awesome. I'm so happy. Because I was kind of worried. Because I had piles of stuff to sort through and didn't think it was going to get all sorted out on us. No, we are on top of this shit. Alright, let's see. We have Xbox 360 news. And this is straight from the horse's mouth. This is on Microsoft's website. If you go look, you can find it. I can. I'll have to remember to put the link together when I get the site up and running back again. Let's see. Now, I'm sure everybody's heard by now, there's gonna be two different releases of the Xbox 360. They're gonna have that, the core system, which is like the, and I can't say it's the ghetto version. I can't, because that's the one I want. And there's a reason why I would rather have that than the other one to start. There's a reason. And I don't see, okay, listen, anyway, Xbox 360 core system, no hard drive, $299 US, okay? It comes with a wired, that's the reason why. A wired controller that has a 9-foot cable, okay? And a standard, which kind of blows actually, a standard AV cable, right? You can just regular composite, you know, this is your yellow video cable that I'm sure most people use. Now, the Xbox, Xbox 360 Premium Edition, okay, and they're even supposed to have some snazzy little, like, silver writing on it or some bullshit that's gonna make everybody want to buy it because it's a premium on it, you know?
Right.
Is $399 fucking U.S. goddamn dollars.
No. Like I've said before, the freaking video card alone that's going to be in this thing is going to retail for $400. Alone. If you're going to put just the video card in this thing into your computer, it's going to cost you the same.
That you video can do a whole lot more with that.
Yeah, but that video card is only going to last 6 months before it's no longer even really all that.
That's true.
And that Xbox is going to last 4 years.
That's what I told myself about this one, and it doesn't read a goddamn
thing. Well, that's because it's built like crap.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, is they're going to fuck this up and put some cheap-ass DVD drives in it.
As it is, on that $400 machine, they're losing like $100.
Yeah,
it cost them more than $400 to make it.
Do we know how much the PS3 is supposed to be? I think we mentioned rough guesses, but then what we saw
today. I think I stumbled across it and
it was up there, like $450, right? Yeah. And I know what we see today with the Blu-ray drive. They're gonna put in those things, they're gonna cost them $100 each.
Well, so is their cell processor and so.
Yeah, that's all expensive shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how much is Microsoft paying for their drive? $20, I bet, if not less. I can go out and buy a DVD burner for fucking $25. $25. Seriously, beauty ROMs like $8 now if you look around. Swear to God. It's so cheap, and that's all Microsoft is gonna give us. Until they release, possibly, remember we saw that they were gonna release, possibly, another edition of the Xbox 360 that had a HD DVD or possibly a Blu-ray, but I doubt it because that's by the enemy. Sony. In the Xbox 360. So, the $399 version, the premium edition of the Xbox 360, had a 20GB, a measly 20GB hard drive, which I think is fat with the hard drive system. So I really think that this is a good idea for games on our console. Mainly because of all the cool shit you can do with it. But with the Xbox Live, capabilities of Xbox and their little Xbox Live network, you're gonna be able to download demos. You're going to be able to download like maps and shit for your games. Things that the community can make you.
Yeah.
Now whether or not there's some kind of approval committee for some of this stuff, I don't know yet, you know. But it's gonna be interesting to see.
It seems to me that buying the Quark system is basically a neutered Xbox.
Okay. Keep listening. Wireless controller it comes with. Okay, not a wired, it comes with a wireless controller which gets 30 hours out of 2 AA batteries. Now mind you, I don't like wireless controllers.
Yeah, I don't particularly either.
Okay, so that's something I'm not going to want.
But, didn't we see that they have a, plugged in and playing?
I thought, but then I could have sworn I read somewhere that's not true.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Of course, nobody has this thing yet. So, and when did the dev kits roll out?
Like two days ago?
2 or 3 days ago,
yeah.
September 3rd.
Yeah.
Right? Who's saying they got them? Epic and, was it Valve? No.
Yeah.
Valve?
I don't think so.
There was a couple places that were saying they got their
right.
Fucking 2 days ago, final dev kit anyway. The better ones that have been around, they got their final kits just 2 months before launch. You know?
Whee!
Yeah. Have fun with that. I hope you're a long way into it. I hope your shit is stable. It comes with a headset. Okay, now, there's no way in hell that the headset is going to be a different plug in the standard little, like, super mini jack plug they've got, that little tiny, like, 16th of an inch one or whatever it is that it already uses, if they do put some funky-ass plug on it, like Nintendo did with the Game Boy SP, that's gonna suck ass, and I'll be so mad if I have to buy a licensed or Xbox-branded, you know, headset to use my headset, because they break easy, and I'm gonna keep buying them. So I don't see that being a cost for me, as I already have a headset, right? A component, okay, now this one's actually the one thing that really hurts me, the component high-definition AV cable. I use component video for, well, not everything. I guess the one thing I don't is for my game, because I don't have that many plugs, so it gets stuck with S-video. But I still like to have nicer cables. So I would wind up buying something like that. And a media remote. Now here's the best part. Okay, this media remote control, which is not important to me either. I use my remote control on my Xbox currently to play, games. Not videos and emulators and stuff, no. For video games. And it doesn't bother me. You've got a remote control that is also going to be able to control your Media Center 2005 Windows boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that might go over well with some people. Not me.
But that's over a $200 value for another $100.
The 20GB hard drive seems like, I don't know. The wireless controller is 50. Well, we have prices on all this crap, too.
Yeah,
yes.
I counted it up.
Yeah, I know even Microsoft was saying how great it is, you know. Oh yeah, there's, I can't even read my own list. Okay, 20GB hard drive they're gonna sell for $100, right?
Mm-hmm.
A 64MB memory card, $40. Okay, a wireless controller, $50. Something called a play and charge kit for the controller, where you can like plug it in, I guess, to the Xbox. Well, you must be able to plug it in and play then. they all must have that other, like, they all...
Which makes it fun, except for the fact that it's going to be heavier than the wired
controller. Right, right.
When you're playing for, like, 12 hours at a time, each ounce adds a lot by the time you've been sitting there holding it up for...
All right. I may have to rethink this.
Well, this is, according to this price list...
Because if I can pull that controller in, you could pull the batteries out, probably, and plug it in. I wonder if that would work. Well, anyway. Also, it's going to have a rechargeable battery pack you can buy for the controller for $12. The wireless network adapter for this thing is going to be $100. A $20 headset. The remote's going to be $30. S-video cable's $30. VGA cable, which is tight, $40. And I did not get the price of the component cable. I couldn't find it. I don't know if I was blind or just stupid. Probably both. Now, here's what I find very interesting about that premium edition they're going to be selling. They had a little side note there on the package premium edition, right? It said that the media remote is only going to be with the premium edition for a limited time.
That's probably pre-ordered.
Maybe. I don't know. I can see them putting it out for a while and then killing it off after like a month or something to try to make everybody go buy a $30 remote control like they did with the Xbox, you know? So, I don't know. But it's interesting that we finally have prices on all this crap, so start saving your pennies now because I'm going to be one broke monkey real soon. Broke Earth.
I cannot remember where I saw this, but I read an article that said that Microsoft was going to charge $50 for their games, first-party games.
Okay.
And the average price, I was looking at about $60 to $70 for third-party games.
Right. Okay, now, take that into consideration with what we know about the PS2, or the PS3. You're reading an article today.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day, actually, that stated that Famitsu found out that PlayStation 3 games are going to go for $70.
Wait. You said found out.
Right.
I read it through, and I could have sworn he said he was just speculating on, based on the costs.
No. Famitsu found out from Sony.
Holy shit.
But, the thing is, okay, in Japan, with taking conversion into account, they're going to sell for $70 to $80, $80 being the AAA title. However, games are more expensive in Japan. This is where the speculation
came in. Currently, because PS2 games, I wrote the price down there too. In Japan, it was $58 to $62 US.
Right now for PS2.
Now.
But there's still gonna be an $11 to $21 increase.
Right.
In speculation.
I don't want to pay more. I want to pay less. Why can't they? These games are getting shorter and easier. Why are they costing us more? They don't need to...
So once again, just like the Xbox, we're looking at probably paying between $60 and $70 for the US.
That sucks. We actually had more about the Xbox too, so we just kind of melded our next-gen stuff all together. We had, the Xbox Live stuff. Now, I'm sure that you saw that Xbox Live, the Silver Edition, is, like, gonna come with, like, you know, just any Xbox.
Mm.
Like, you're gonna be able to, access Xbox Live and get some stuff for free. But I think you get demos for free and, like, news.
Everybody gets Xbox Live.
Yeah, how cool is that? But everybody doesn't get to use Xbox Live. It's gonna cost you to play. But you still have the ability to check out, like, news. Maybe, I'm sure they're gonna have, like, some kind of, like, advertisement type stuff on there, like you can watch a video about the new game or whatever, and I would imagine demos would be free too. I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be fast. I think that needs to happen. Free demos. However, there is a gold version of Xbox Live that you can't pay for, and it seems that I've got the information right here. This wasn't supposed to be out, but somehow somebody came across some information on it or whatever. There's some kind of a pamphlet or something that somebody got a hold of, someone that had all this shit in it. There's some crazy shit. There's a 12-month premium gold pack. Comes with the communicator headset. Okay, so if you're paying for Xbox Live,
and you end up with two.
You didn't, yeah, exactly. That's where I was going with it. Okay. You get the Xbox Live Arcade Game Billiards. Oh, that's a blast to play pool. $20 discount on a games purchase. Okay, that makes up for the headset, I guess. And 200 points in the Xbox Live Marketplace. That's like where you can buy random crap and stupid shit with like points you need to earn, right? $70 though for the year. Okay, then there's the regular gold card, which is just 12 months of an Xbox Live subscription, plus a month free, $60. A 3-month premium gold pack, 3 months of Xbox Live subscription, a headset, the arcade game Joust, which I bet is hella more fun than billiards, a $10 discount on a game purchase, and 100 points in the Xbox Live Marketplace. $40, a 3-month gold card, which is, you know, just like the card you can use, right? For 3 months is $20, and the 1 month is $8. So you're going to be shelling out the Microsoft for quite some time. And God knows I'll do it too, because I want to check it out, because I like the idea. I really like the idea, or I like the potential of what it is. I want to check it out. And yet I'm too stupid to check it out like I should check it out. Checking it out would be 1 or 3 months.
Right.
I check things out on the 12-month plan, which is always costly.
$70 game.
Yeah. I probably won't do that. I'll probably get a 12-month one, because I don't need the stupid game. I don't care about the points, and I have a headset, and I'm screwed. I need a second job. Now, also, this was really sad news that didn't affect me with a shit, but the Crowbar here, I think, shed a tear or two for Cyan World, the studio that was responsible for, like, Myst and Rhythm.
Yeah, I don't really understand this. They have a Myst game coming out, and they shut their doors before it hit the shelves.
I don't understand. I don't know. That was September 2nd. They laid off, like, everybody.
Yeah.
So that kind of screwed up.
So where the hell is the money? I guess the money's going to Ubi.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe the payoff's kind of a bankruptcy debt or something. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. That's pretty sad that kind of stuff. That always sucks, though, when somebody that's good and did something.
Yeah.
You know.
Whether you liked it or not, it was still a worthwhile company. Right, it's not like it was...
Crap. It wasn't like it was EA or something, you know?
Yeah.
Now, also, there's something else we want to mention about Zelda.
The Twilight Princess delayed until past July 1st, it looks like. The actual...
It's gonna be a while. Like, we were trying to figure out what the dates were, but it's out there sometime in 2006.
It was mentioned that it was going to be after the fiscal year, which is, July 1st is the first day of the fiscal year. That's the first quarter, that's when that starts.
Oh, okay.
The
article that we were reading, though, Miyamoto said something that was messed up, though. This is, it was about the Twilight Princess. This is why this news is all kind of bundled together. Was that he said, Miyamoto, said this will be the last Zelda game of its type.
Yeah. And he like made a big deal about it, too.
But what the fuck does that mean?
That Zelda's going to completely change after this one. And who knows?
It'll be a first-person shooter with laser guns. And blood. And gore. And fatalities. That would definitely be a different Zelda game from the Zelda that we know. That'll turn it into like an adventure game, like Mario.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
But on the flip side of this, he also said that this has been the game that he has worked harder on this game than any other game in his life. That he actually put 4 hours into it. Like, apparently, he kind of stated that he hardly helped with Wind Waker at all.
Yeah. Which shows.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you dropped the ball. And this tied into something that you had mentioned, too, about this holiday season for the GameCube, which is, you know, is there no big title from Nintendo?
From Nintendo, no.
That's kind of scary.
They don't have anything.
It's like they gave up.
They don't have anything for the holiday whatsoever.
It's kind of a disappointment.
I mean, the closest thing is like Super Mario Baseball 8 or
something. Oh, right. Yeah, I saw that.
That's in a couple months, and that's the closest thing to the
holiday.
Is
it? I could have sworn I saw somebody buy that yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it is not.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it. Merry Christmas. terrible. I actually did get a chance to play a few games to talk about this week. Some stuff that I didn't want to play, and some stuff I didn't like. And some more stuff I didn't like, and some stuff I was sure I was gonna hate, and something that I wanted to be good. It was a really very weird round through these games. Seriously, I did not know what to do with myself. I got to play Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monk. This is on the PS2 and the Xbox, and it's not.
This is the one that's not really a fighter.
Fighting game,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's weird. It's like, it reminded me of like Streets of Rage and like, Double Dragon, or it's just like a beat-em-up type game, you know, but there's like this whole story there too, where you're doing stuff, and it's cool, because, okay, for one, I hate Mortal Kombat. I don't like them. They're not fun. The only Mortal Kombat I had a decent time with was, Trilogy, and that was because it was, like, a third game that was out for the 64, Nintendo 64. It was, like, all you could buy. So I had to like it.
I don't remember. There was Mario,
the Pilot Wings,
and, that's Star Wars.
Oh, right, and then Mortal Kombat was, like, the next bat. Okay. I'm pretty sure it was, like the first, like, 5 to 10 games that came out. It was early, so I remember going, oh, this is all I have to pick from. Yeah, it was early, and I had it, because I needed a fighting game. You know, before Killer Instinct Gold, which just rocked my world.
Did you, have you played any of the really new ones? Like, last two?
This, what the hell was it called? Deadly Alliance or some shit?
Yeah, and then the one after.
Yeah, I didn't play the one after. but I didn't like, I did play the other one and I did not like it at all. And it was they suck! They're terrible! Wolf owned it and hated it, I swear, we tried to play it, he played it like twice. And you know, we fell back on playing fucking Street Fighter Alpha 3 on the goddamn PlayStation, and fucking SNK versus, Capcom on the Xbox, I mean, and Guilty Gear. You know, whatever the health flavor we had, there's like 12 of them that we have. You know, we ended up playing those all the time. But, this one has, it's like, it's based on like two characters. It's a monk type. It's called Shaolin Monks. And it's, Monk Jesus. Kung Lao, and, did I write it down? Liu Kang. Look at that shit. Alright. I don't like Liu Kang, so I played as Kung Lao for a while, because he's a badass, so. And it's cool because, you know, you're running through like dungeons and these creepy, and it's the level that you've played in Mortal Kombat 2. The places that you've been before, all like flat, 2D, you know, sprite texture out. And it's all 3D now though.
Oh. Okay.
Right? Yeah. And it's dope because you go to like Goro's Lake and stuff, but it's all 3D and there's skulls and blood and everything. The game's rated M. Okay, so it's gonna be bloody and gory and it's really, really cool. I could not believe I enjoyed playing this game. I thought it was going to be terrible. And I did not want to stop playing. I had a really good time. You have like,
very good.
Yeah, and the buttons don't suck like the Mortal Kombat games. They don't, it's weird. It's like they figured it out finally. Oh, what if we do this? But you basically go from room to room, just beating the piss out of dudes. And they'll give you, like, in the training things, they give you, like, gold, you know, like, do a fatality on this guy before you can go to the next room. And you get to do a fatality. And thankfully for those of us that suck, they teach them to you, you know, and then you have to know them.
That's cool.
Yeah, rather than trying to, like, find, like, cheat code book and find out what the fatalities are.
Right.
You know, so it's cool because when you, like, upgrade moves and stuff, you get experience points. And you upgrade and you get all these different moves and everything, and you get to see some of the older characters from Mortal Kombat games, like Raiden and Scorpion and these other dudes are in these, and they got the sounds are just down pat straight out of fucking Mortal Kombat 2. I'm walking around beating people up, I'm hearing, whoopsie! You know, and it's just like, wow, I totally remember that. How awesome is that? But it's in a game that doesn't suck for once. So I was really impressed with this game. I mean, it's got all the combos and the fatalities and stuff. It's got the coolest move system too. You've got like light moves and like hard moves, and then you've got like a rush move or some shit. The throwing is really easy. You've got the wicked combo system, and the fatalities. You can even throw dudes in true Mortal Kombat style into everything.
Right.
Up against the wall, into spikes on the ceiling, into spikes on the floor, into pits of fire. I mean, piles of skulls. It's really cool.
Huh.
It was actually a blast. And I'm not done yet. You have weapons too. And not just like some kind of ghetto, you just chop the guy and you know, he takes a little bit of damage. I got this one point, this big ass fucking sword. Like he had to drag him on the ground, it was like so heavy, like Cloud style from Final Fantasy, right?
Yeah, no.
Monstrous. And like, if I was able to jump and swing down on him, I would chop the dude in half.
Nice.
It was really, really wicked fun playing that game. It was cool. And I almost hate to say, I really like a Mortal Kombat game. I hate them. And I really enjoy it. I guess you're going to have two players also, like two players at the same time. I was playing by myself. I didn't even know if it was two players at the time. And there's going to be like a, I guess it's got a versus mode, so you can beat the piss out of each other, like arena style. Right? But
I wonder how that'll work with an engine that's designed for like...
Probably a hell of a lot better than it did with Mortal Kombat 1-5, or whatever they got now. I really think it's going to be fun. I don't think the versus thing is going to be that great. And there's two unlockable characters also. I don't know which ones they are. I have no idea, but I had a blast. There was Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks. It's coming out on the PS2 and the Xbox. So I definitely have to check that one out.
Yeah.
I was impressed. Now a game that should have been that cool.
No, it shouldn't.
Yes, it should.
The last one sucked ass.
I know, but this is the one I wanted to be fast. This game, this game should have been as fun as the Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks. It's Evil Dead Regeneration, coming out September 13th for the PS2 and Xbox.
What was the last one called? Something about the boomstick?
Fistful of Boomstick.
Yeah, Fistful of Boomstick. That game sucked!
I know. And the one
it was funny. It had some good comedy in it and whatnot, especially if you like the movies, but the game itself...
See, I love the movies, and I played this, and it's just like the other ones. It's just like the other Evil Dead games.
Mm-hmm.
You play as Ash, walking around with your shotgun or your pistol in your left hand, you got the chainsaw right hand, of course, unlimited ammo, and you just kind of like mosey around and shoot demons and whatnot, and you gotta go search out pieces of Necronomicon or whatever, and follow the trail, and clear your, you were like locked up in an insane asylum or something. stuff. You gotta like prove that you're innocent from whatever crime you did and you're not crazy or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just like, okay, well, okay, it's a plausible story for the most part, you know, right. Following the whole Evil Dead franchise anyway. But the gameplay just wasn't very good. You know, the characters don't move very well. The voiceovers were, yeah, they were alright. Like, I got really tired of listening to all the one-liners in it. It was like watching Men in Black 2.
That's what it's supposed to be.
I know.
That's what Evil Dead is one-liners.
No, but they were good, though. They were good, though. They weren't like that in the game. It was just too many where they, like, it was, you saw the setup coming, and you were like, ah. You know, they had, like, these little ghetto, like, puzzle-type things, and you had to figure out how to get to the next thing or whatever. And you had this little partner with you. This little, like, you miss him like an arm. He's, like, some kind of creepy zombie guy. I'm sure if you play the other ones, you know who he is, and I don't. I think his name is Sam. He's, like, this little, like, 3.5 foot tall, like, midget, bloody zombie guy or something.
He's your friend?
He's your pet, right? He's like your buddy.
Oh.
And he talks to you, though. So it's like, you know, Ash and him have a little witty banter, and then some killing. And then some witty banter, and then some killing. And it's just, it doesn't flow very well, for one. And, like, as far as those puzzles go, then, you know, like, they usually give it away by you see that little sparkly gem thing, you know, whatever, and you're like, oh, I've got to do something with that. Well, the only thing that your little buddy can do is, while you're in combat, he'll start throwing shit at me. It doesn't really do a whole lot of damage, though. But you press up on the D-pad, and he teleports right in front of Ash, and Ash kicks him at the end. Which is kind of stupid, because, I mean, it's like another attack. You know, I mean, it's just like some regular attack that's supposed to be funny, because you're kicking some short little midget, zombie, bloody, gory, no-armed, kind of weird creature thing. But you use him to solve puzzles. Like, you kick him into a fireplace, and he chokes it, it explodes, opens the door and the path, or whatever for you. But then there's gimmicky things, like you go outside, there's a basketball hoop, and you kick him through, and he's like, oh, three-pointer. Like, ah, God, come on already, right? It just wasn't very fun. I didn't like the whole, the feel of the combat was, it wasn't Zone of Enders, which is, anybody that ever played Zone of the Enders for the PlayStation 2, the combat, I think that is so much fun. Where like, you have like auto-target kinda, like there's, 20 zombies around you, and you're just kinda like spinning in circles, and it's kinda auto-targeting, and you're just ripping the shit out of everything. And it plays out good because you're so, like Devil May Cry. Mm-hmm. Where you're just blowing the crap out of so many things, you can't even really tell what you're shooting, you know you're just fucking stuff up though, and you're seeing blood, and you're like, it's satisfying still. This isn't quite so satisfying. It doesn't really feel like you're doing all that much damage. It doesn't feel like your boomstick has any oomph to it.
Right.
You know, your shotgun just doesn't seem like it's the one they had in Army of Darkness, you know?
Right.
It just doesn't feel the same. The worst part is, it's an action game. It's very combat-oriented. So you spend most of your time in this haze trying to deal with this combat, and it's like it gets so loud, and your characters are talking back and forth, and you can't make out the music from the voices, from the shotguns, from the sound effects all of a sudden.
Right.
It just blurs together, and it slows down pretty bad on the PlayStation. So, I mean, it was overall a pretty terrible experience. And you've got, like, I mean, they tried to make it okay with the comedy. They've even got, like, stupid-ass little fatalities in it where you're, like, blowing heads off a dude. And it didn't do it. I would say stay the hell away from Evil Dead Regeneration. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, as bad as video game movies are, movies and games about movies are even worse.
Yeah. Movies, games about movies that were, like, kind of B-rated, that are B-movies to begin with. I mean, come on. Seriously. Then I got to play something I was actually kind of surprised with. I played Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction, which sounds hella stupid.
I hear it's been getting pretty good reviews.
It's because it's actually kind of fun, but it takes gameplay style from Devil May Cry.
Okay.
Like, right back to that whole, you're just fucking...
Wait a minute, you're... The Incredible Hulk, this gigantic green thing with the moves of Dante?
No, not with his moves.
Okay.
You've got, like, Hulk moves. Like, you've got his craziness, though, and his, like, agileness, right? Like, you start out and you've got to, like, kill X amount of people or whatever, or get from one point of the city to the other, or whatever your goal is, and you're impeded by military, and they've got jets, and they've got helicopters, and aircraft, all this crap, all kinds of shit. You know, they've got, like, air-to-surface missiles on you. They've got everything you can possibly imagine to fuck you up. And you feel completely invincible. I mean, you just tear through stuff. Because you can just kind of like wail on the button and you're just smashing through things and it kind of mostly targets for you. It seems like I didn't have much of a problem just destroying them, which is cool. It kind of felt like Rampage meets Grand Theft Auto.
Wow.
Now, you remember Rampage? You're like climbing up buildings, smashing things, right? It kind of reminded me of that. You can seriously like pick shit up and use it for weapons and defense and stuff like fire trucks and shit. you know? And then you have, like, super Hulk moves, and you get, like, in your Hulk rage or whatever, and be like, it's almost like you set up, like, a mini nuke right where he's standing. And all of a sudden, boom, and there's this rippling, and clears out everybody around you. But the coolest part is it damages even the ground. Like, you have ripples in the ground now where it looks like a little nuke went off. Everything around you explodes and tore up the buildings and taking damage. It's kind of cool. Huh. It really was fun. You had, like, what do you do against, like, a helicopter, right? You're thinking the Hulk is pretty down to the ground. No way. You hold the jump button for a second, and the longer you hold it, like, the further and higher and faster he jumps.
Oh.
So you, like, launch in the air for, like, 3-4 city blocks and grab on to, like, a helicopter and start beating the piss out of this helicopter, you know?
Nice.
It was actually kind of fun. If you liked Rampage, I do not see how you would not really enjoy this game.
I actually played the piss out of Rampage.
Did you? I had a good time. I played it a lot in arcades.
I played
like
it
at
so,
movie theater.
Yeah, I played it so long that I just one day put it down and could never pick it up again.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I mean, it was just cool. It was just a good smash everything tension reliever kind of a game.
Yeah.
It was a lot better than I thought it was gonna be, and I think I see why people are buying it because I realize that I keep seeing people talking about it now. I'm like, what the hell? The Incredible Hulk for all things, you know, what's the idea of mine? And it's not like most people, but just I have noticed people, which is why I wanted to check it out. So, I was actually pleasantly surprised. Destroy all humans. Now, I remember saying, it looked like such a bad game.
Oh well, yeah, like it's supposed to though. It's like
Mars Attacks, which I could not stand. I could not stand that goddamn game at all. I didn't know what to think about this, because it looked like that game, or that movie put into a game, and it looked like crap. But when I finally sat down and played it, it's not like that, really. You've got, like, it is like a little bit, but it's not lame like that. I don't know, there's something different about it. Like, okay, in the demo anyway, you start out and you're, like, down on Earth, and you're trying to find, like, a dominant, intelligent species.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you run into is a cow, right? And you're like, all right, well, let's check this out. So you go to the cow and you can like read things, you can read people's minds and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting there trying to read the mind of this cow and it's all moo, right? And your guy's like getting pissed. Like this little alien guy's like got some serious attitude. His name's Crypto? Yeah, but his real name is Crypto Sportium 137 or some shit. So we're calling him Crypto because that just sounds way cooler. And he's like a mean pissed off alien and he looks at me, he's got like sharp teeth and he's like all burr, he's not all toothy and dumb, you know? And You get pissed off at the cows because they don't say anything, so you just start slaughtering them, right? And you have, like, this weird telekinetic power. You can, like, pick shit up with your mind and, like, drag it around and move stuff. And you can do it with a lot of objects in the game. You can pick up, like, bales of hay and cars and shit and all kinds of stuff. I mean, tons of shit. And throw it at stuff, right? So you mutilate the cows by picking them up, flinging them all over the place. Then you go suck their brains out. How cool is that? You know, and you get stuff for all this. There's a bunch of little hidden things you have to collect, like, because the world is kind of big, like Grand Theft Auto, but not like a whole city. It's big enough you can wander around and go check out all kinds of cool, like pretty big levels. So I hate to say GTA with that, I guess. Probably not. Right.
It's pretty GTA-ish.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's just it. There's different parts, though. You've got like your whole run around and do whatever. You've got your little side missions. Then you have Flying Saucer Destruction Time, which is really fucking cool.
It looks pretty cool, although I don't particularly like the camera angle.
It actually isn't that bad.
Really?
Yeah, it actually played a lot better than it looked looking at the camera angle from that thing. Well, the only thing I had a hard time with this thing was aiming your weapons. Not in the saucer. That was fine. My problem was aiming the guy's gun. I don't know what, I think it's my first person shooter console retardedness kicking in though.
Right.
But like all your other keys are so weird that when you go to shoot it feels like it's a completely different game all of a sudden, but you never loaded a different level and you never switched into a different game mode or anything. Like, it feels like all of a sudden you just need to switch drastically how you're controlling your guy around. Very weird. But, nevertheless, you know, it was actually a hell of a lot of fun. And they poke a lot of fun at, it's set in like the 50s or something, right? So, of course, you're out on like some farm somewhere and you got these like total retarded farmers out there, you know, look at a little alien, you know, and
right.
You walk up and zap him and then you gotta kill all his buddies and you hear his wife, like, baking an apple pie or whatever in the house. You're all scared from the alien. And the cops come out. And you kill all them, too, of course. You know, you just destroy everything. It's really cool. Because it's about you, basically, destroying all the humans. Right.
Right.
And you come to take it over. And it was actually pretty fun. I cannot believe that it was actually good. It was funny, too. Like, it wasn't Evil Dead Generation stupid fun. Like, it was actually point in the presentation, if anything in this game gets good high marks, I think right off the top, was the presentation of it. The intro movies and stuff, and even like the title screen was cool, and like all the little videos and stuff, really, I thought really well done. The intro, when they're rolling the credits, it's done all black and white, 50 style film movie type, showing all this old looking shit, rolling the credits though, you know, from who made it, and all, it was really well done. I enjoyed watching that part of it even, and I don't like that guy too much, but I'm usually pressing the button and getting pissed off and I just don't play, you know. It was pretty cool. It was all kind of different questions. Like, you even have a jetpack. You can fly around on Earth and kill people.
Yeah.
It is cool. It really is neat, you know. And I don't know. We talked about before some of the other missions you could do. Maybe you could, like, sneak around town and stuff. And,
right.
You know, a long time ago, I remember talking about, like, way before it came out.
Yeah, like a watch or something that
I don't remember.
Something made you, like, invisible something or turned you into a human.
Like, sneak around, like follow the president around or something like that, and then like put yourself in the place of human for things, whatever it was. It was kind of cool. You know, I mean, it was more fun than I thought. So I really want to check this out now and I'll explore it. I gotta test that out a little bit more. And then I played something very bizarre. This game called Flipnik. And I only played it briefly. It's a pinball game on the PlayStation 2 from Capcom. And I had to play this. Just for whatever time I could squeeze in, I didn't have but maybe 10 minutes to check it out. But I have to mention this because when was the last time you played a good pinball game on a computer?
Well, we were talking about this just a few weeks ago, how you absolutely hate computer pinball games.
And the only game that I ever liked was Epic Pinball.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stumbled across this, which was like a whole new world of pinball.
Really?
It was reasonably cool. And I want to check out some of the other levels and stuff before I can really say about it. But if you like pinball, I think you owe it to yourself to check this out. It's called Flipnik. It's not even, I don't think it's out yet. And it's by Capcom though. And it starts out innocently enough. It looks like you're just on a pinball table, but it's like not big enough. So you're not holding that camera far enough. Like you feel like you're looking at the tiny section of the table.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how the hell does this game work? And what it is it's like multiple part of a level. So like you're in one part, like whatever the hell level I'm in, like some tropical jungle type place. And you're up there like in a tree that's jumping around and you've got like bumpers and you got a hit. And the whole game, there's objectives in there. You just gotta figure it out, like WarioWare style. You got 2 seconds to figure out what you gotta do in this little screen. Or the ball drops down to the next screen. Now you learn it pretty quick, it doesn't change up on you. You know, and there's only so many tables in the game. But you only have a few seconds to learn what it is. And it's like you gotta hit these certain little bumpers with a mark over. Well, you have your two flipper buttons in tilt, of course.
Right.
Essentially, you're only using the flipper buttons in this game. You hit one of them, and it changes which bumper you're up and which ones are down. So you have no flippers, though, at like the beginning part of like whatever map I was playing, whatever table I was on. And I could adjust the bumpers and keep the ball in this part of the level for a while once I got pretty good. And once I hit my objective and knocked all those things out, and I would move, you know, maybe I lost it or whatever, it would roll down to the bottom of the screen, and you would see it, like, roll down like a tube or whatever, you know, like a rail, like what looked like a metal rail.
Right.
And bam, I'm in a different part of the jungle now, and like a totally different map with a whole new objective.
Huh.
And it was actually kind of cool. And once we kept going down X amount of levels, and it wasn't just all lame, it wasn't like just down metal rails, it was like off waterfalls and shit you could do. I mean, it was really neat for a pinball game. And it would change, it kind of would get to this all 3D view, rolling with your ball down the thing, and you could make the ball hop while it was on the rails and collect like little coins and shit. And there was tons of little mini games back in it. You could get down to like the bottom level where you had flippers and you could actually lose your ball down the middle and all that, where you could like hit certain things and build like a bonus level. Or there was a jackpot one where once you rolled it around to a certain thing, you'd go to like I was catching flamingos or something at one point, trying to save them from alligators. You know, it was really a lot of fun for a pinball game.
Why can't you keep throwing that in?
Well, it seems like it should be so lame on a computer.
Right. Well, I think what might give it a little length to oomph is the whole objective thing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than just rolling around the ball.
I mean, it was actually a lot of fun. It was this Katamari Damacy taking us back to simple gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that we all know, you know, with a little bit of something new. And it was a blast. The thing is, though, unless they have like 50 tables, I already do not see this game being more than a $20 game.
Oh, yeah. It would have to have a lot of different...
It would have to come with a woman to be worth any more than that. I swear to God. It just doesn't seem like I would pay more than $20 for a pinball. I don't know what that says about me as a person, but I'm sorry. Capcom, I just don't see it. It's a pinball game. There's only so much you can do, but I'm impressed with what they've done. It's been a lot more than I've seen in a long time.
Now, speaking of taking us back,
oh, Christ.
I have to mention...
You know, this wasn't... I didn't think this was going to come up.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
I have to say it.
I guess so. I'm glad you're going.
I finally started playing Zelda. The first one.
The Legend of Zelda.
Right.
On the Nintendo Entertainment System for the very first time. Ever.
Well, and most of our listeners know that I had never played it before.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah,
most of them were clapping and, hey, he's finally doing it! And I have to say, that everybody's rolling his eyes right now, because I have to say,
I've seen him tearing you up on IRC about this.
Because
I wanted to slap the shit out of you when you said this.
It's an incredibly fat game. I am having a great time. And to say that about a 20-year-old game, that's impressive.
Holy fuck, that
game's old. Yeah, it was like, what, 87?
Somewhere between 84 and 86, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
It's freaking old.
The cool thing is this, though. He's never played it before.
Yeah, yeah.
And this proves that a good game is still a good game, though.
But the reason why Rybo was ripping into me is because I said, simply enough, it would have been better had I played it then. Had I been 6 years old, sitting there when NES was actually,
right.
It would have been better. I want to be able to attack diagonally. I want some of the innovations that...
I specifically remember a particular argument about having that 360 spin.
No, like, that's what he thought. I didn't mean, I meant I want to be able to attack in 360 degrees.
Okay.
I want to be able to attack diagonally. That's what I was trying to say there. He thought I meant the spin thing. And no, I understand that that's one of the reasons Link to the Past is a lot easier, because Zelda...
Right.
Kicks my ass.
Right, right.
That game's hard.
It is. It really is. Dude, I get pissed off at it. You can't attack like you want to.
Yeah.
And it's like you're used to now.
Right. That's all I was saying. It would have been a much better experience had I done it when I was 6 years old and it was brand new. Back then, that game was the absolute shit. I admit it freely, especially now that after I've played it.
Which sucks that you actually played it.
It's
because now, you know what I have to do.
Everyone, I want you to bombard C4's email telling him to play Chrono Trigger.
No. I don't even have him to play anything new for 5 minutes, let alone something good and old and long. And then somebody, who was playing the best game ever in IRC today? I was getting jealous. Yeah, Evilfly was playing fucking Final Fantasy VI, and I was like reading it. I was like, oh god, I want to play this again. I gotta play this again. Oh my god. She fucked up on naming the character stuff. I'm Locke, goddammit.
Oh, who's your name?
Rybo.
Oh.
I got Setzer, which is probably the next best bet, I'd say.
Somehow I got
Setzer's pretty fucking cool. But
somehow I got made Saban or Saban or however.
Oh, the monk dude?
Yeah. Where you have to do all the different
things. I could see that being Wolf. Anyhow, so, I hated to not do this episode. We seriously had so much crap to talk about, we had to push back. And it was mainly because I haven't seen Tovar for fucking 3 weeks.
It's been forever.
I know, it sucks. So, we had to push off something from next week of some really fucking cool music we got our hands on. Some awesome stuff that I think you guys are really, really gonna like. Some, video game based stuff.
Yeah.
And I really think that this is gonna go over really well. So, we'll have to talk about that next week. Once Tovar's had a chance to listen to it, actually the whole thing in its entirety, not just like the three tracks we had a chance to listen to, haven't listened to today, but I've actually been able to listen to it quite a bit, and it work and stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I'm trying to get is other people's, their reactions to it.
Right.
You know, because I know I like it, but what I want to see is what other people say when they don't know what they're hearing. So I'm digging it, playing it around other people, which is really cool. Because I've had a few people interested, and a few people ask me, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, so. But we did have some movies to squeeze in at the end here. I can sum this movie up a little bit for 10 instead of 10. We got a short 10 minutes.
Rachel has that with you.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to listen to it. I wanted to read that from Bob. 10 minutes ago. I can actually sum this movie up in like a sentence. Okay? Because it is that plain and that bad. Alright? The first one was huge. It went over huge here for some reason. And I didn't like it. I did not like it.
I didn't like the ring one either.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
But I don't like that kind of game, movie. So.
Like what? Like creepy, scary shit?
It bores me. It always has.
I like it. I like more of the gruesome stuff though, like, House of a Thousand Corpses,
right.
Saw. I dig shit like that. Fucking, Seven even I like.
Seven was actually a really good movie, but I don't know why.
It was good. It was just plain good. That's why.
Right, but like, usually these kind of movies, They're supposed to scare you, they're supposed to creep you out, and they don't mean. I just end up sitting there watching the screen. I guess I'm just too desensitized.
I don't know. But, yeah, The Ring 2, I got to see this, and I didn't like it at all. Not one bit. And I'll tell you why. It's The Ring 1, except for you know exactly how it works.
Yeah, how bad is that?
Right? So what the hell is the point? The point of the first one, if you didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
And you didn't know. And then you're like, oh, and then you had to pick yourself out and go, I just ran this movie, oh my god, I'm gonna die. Okay. Then you watch the second one, and you're like, well, I already know how this works, well, how are they gonna treat me out this time? And they don't. It's all the same. There was one creepy part in that movie, and it wasn't even, like, that creepy. It was more like, weird. Like, when they filmed it, like, at the end of this, I don't care. Alright, this was $1 out of $8.75. This movie was that bad.
Actually, from the sound of it, that's giving it a little credit.
It was. But I'll tell you what, the graphics were kind of cool. There was a few things they did I thought were kind of neat looking. Like this weird tree flame fire thing. I don't know. There was some pretty cool things in there, but it didn't make it a good movie. It was just things I thought, wow, that was kind of neat.
Right.
And when I say some things, I mean like two or three. Okay, so it's not worth it. But, there's like the final fucking scene, or like almost the last scene of the movie. There's this scene where like, they obviously filmed it sideways, where it looks like they're crawling down a well, or up a well, mm-hmm. and it was the creepiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. The girl walks with it's filmed like she looks like she's crawling up the well, and she's walking with like her body pressed really close to the well, and her arms are crawling up it, right? But her legs are almost like bending all the way around and coming up over her arms. It was really, really creepy. And it was sped up. So it looks like she's doing it hella fast.
Whoa!
It creeped me out.
I'm just thinking about that, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was freaking weird. So that was about like the creepiest part of the movie. I was not happy. I mean, I went and watched Saw 2 days later after that. I was more creeped out again on a movie I hadn't seen already. You know, because that was a good movie. And Saw 2, remember, I'm going to beat this into everybody's head. Halloween night, baby. Saw 2.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I will do. I'm going to try anyway. I know I have to work, but I'm like, depending on what day of the week it is, I might make it. I want to watch that.
Well, we already talked about Brother Sam.
Oh, you saw The Cave.
Yes, I saw The Cave. And
I wanted to watch this. And it was, I wanted to watch it with mild interest, though. It wasn't like, oh, I got to see it, like, you know, still. This was just something
that looked good. That looked like it could be okay.
I bet it can. I'm going to have to watch it. We have to talk about it.
Yeah, now we have to actually see it. There's just no way around it.
Right, exactly.
But, okay, The Cave. Again, this kind of movie is not really my thing. The whole horror, scary, oh my god, there's monsters thing. Uh-huh.
Right, is this, what do they do?
It's a big team of speedlunkers. And they never use that word, and it's one of my favorite words in the English dictionary. It's terrible they didn't use it, but they're cave. They go around exploring caves. And I like weird words. But,
humongous.
Right.
That's a weird word, too.
No, it's too common, though.
Okay.
But how often do you hear spelunker?
That's pretty
cool. Okay, so anyway, This group of people stumble across this church in the middle of fucking nowhere, up in the hill somewhere. And,
Hyo Mitra. Here's a weird word for you.
There you go. I don't even know what that would mean.
Look it up. Freak your shit out.
Okay.
P-Y-O-M-E-T-R-A.
So in this church, there's like this, what do they call those things? An aisle?
Floors. I'm terrible at crossword puzzles, by the way.
No, okay, I just got owned. That anyway.
That was great.
Like a tapestry with Kyle. There's a word for it. I don't really remember what it is.
Okay, I have no idea.
Of like this demon. And the people there, they actually know that there's this cave underneath. And so the story goes.
Oh, a site back up. You have access to the directory and we can get there. Sorry.
Oh. Have a check. And so there's a cave, and a bunch of, Christian, like, people went down there and got killed by demons.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so they built this church and this big seal to cap it off, so no one could get down there and they'd stop. They thought it was an opening to hell.
Oh, whoa.
And,
so now this sounds cool.
So these speedlunkers, they go down in there, and it turns out that there are these full-on winged demon-looking monsters, but they were made that way by a parasite that, like, alters their DNA and causes them to have, like, special sonar and the whole wing. And it's just, this whole place is just pitch black, and all they have is their flashlights and stuff, and they get trapped. There's a ceiling. The cave that they go down in caves in, and they have no idea how to get out, so they have to find their way out, and these monsters are trying to kill them. And, the ending is really, really cheesy.
Is it really?
It has one of those built-in sequels. Kind of like Starship Troopers-esque. Remember the ending of Starship Troopers?
No, I don't.
Oh, really?
You think I would, but I don't.
You know, I honestly don't remember how it ended anymore either, but I remember that there was like this built-in...
Like it had to be.
Something's going to happen next.
Right.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that in movies. If it's done right, it can be okay. Like The Matrix.
Right.
Well, I had no problem with the building sequel in that.
Yeah. I just didn't like the sequels.
So I'm gonna go ahead and give this a given that I should have liked this a little more if it had been my style of movie, like other people who like this kind of thing, I'm gonna give it a 5. Mm-hmm. It's a matinee.
Alright. This is a rental for me though. Yeah. I'm not making it to the theater for this.
Yeah.
So we have one more thing to wrap it up. Because no show, and everybody knows that this is going already, would be complete without a little bit of news about terrorist Jackie Thompson. Now, I still need to get that damn sound clip.
Yeah, you did. Singing it.
At least you know what it is. I can't even remember when you started. It's just I'm not a start for it, man.
You almost said Trek. I saw it.
Yeah, I do it all the time because I don't like either one of them. This is actually an email from Julian who sent us an email before about Jackie Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really cool. Check this out. Okay, I wanted to save this for the end because it was cool and I forgot to put the email and set it in the bottom of my pile. But then I remembered somehow and I'm really impressed with myself.
All right.
It's because I don't have anything with aspartame in it. All right. This is Dear C4 Kobar and co-host with no name in a red Star Trek uniform. Well, I couldn't resist. You see, I am attracted to Jack Thompson. He is the sexy, sexy beast. Move aside, Dennis Quaid. Here comes the big T. Anywho, because I'm such a big fan of that hot bod, I decided to start up his own official, or unofficial, fan site. This is great. Okay, check this out. It's thompsonwatch.com. thompsonwatch.com. That said, the fan site is in need of article contributions. Now, I don't mean to abuse your airtime, but if you could mention the site and maybe its need of articles, it would be greatly appreciated. Hopefully, it will make some people cock their heads. And speaking of cock, Jack Bronsite, fan site section coming soon. Anywho, if you don't mention this ever, it's all cool. I'll still listen to your show. Julian. P.S. Just kidding. Sort of kidding about the prawn section. P.S. No, really. No, but check it out. He's actually got some cool stuff here, because he has articles about Jack Thompson and what he's doing and stuff on this site. And he's got, like...
And it is really an anti-Jack Thompson site.
Right. Yeah. You know, and this is and it's from Penny Arcade. This is where he links it. Like, the top story here is the I Hate Jack Thompson t-shirt. You know,
I want one of those.
You know, I do... Yeah, that would be nice. That would be really nice. You know, he's got a whole bunch of cool stuff on there. He's with Gamers Against Jack. You know, and the article's all about what, you know, he's doing and things to help stop him, hopefully.
That is a very worthwhile use of your time.
It is. Do not go. It is, yeah, absolutely. This is not a waste of time. Do not let friends, family tell you. You need to keep this site together.
Yeah.
Because this is the collection. This is, I'm not going to, don't go to Jack Thompson's site. Don't give him the hits. Okay? I'm not even going to say what his site is. We've done it before, and I've been told the error of my way. It's not worth advertising his site.
Right.
No fucking way. But this is where you need to go. ThompsonWatch.com. All right? That's Julian. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
because,
you.
Yeah, on behalf of gamers across the fucking planet, thank you.